Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
On Bellevue, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gal Media station. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week. Presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
You're talking about a man who's worth billions of dollars. Money is not a factor in terms of what the league could do to discipline him. But in terms of the penalty, time away from a team and an organization that he loves would be something that the league is going to have to look at. And again, this is a situation that is just now unfolding.
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play.
It's not a good play of the week.
Look at what Dolphin fan picked as the play of the week.
Unbelievably petty.
That is unbelievable.
Petty.
Oh, my God.
It could have been something from a win against the Golden State Warriors, and we get Robert Kraft.
They beat the Warriors this week.
We get somebody holding a season game. Who cares?
We get somebody holding a phone up to a television to record audio.
Stop.
Adam Schefter, courtesy of ESPN.
Stop. That is the worst.
Oh, no. Oh, look, the Rockets beat the Warriors again in the regular season. Who cares?
You know what? We got to apologize to Robbins Brothers for being for Team Petty.
That's the biggest story of the week, isn't it? Isn't it?
No.
Isn't it?
No. Rockets beating Warriors.
No, it isn't.
Biggest. Robert Kraft getting services rendered is not
biggest
the biggest
story.
Story.
It's the biggest story of the week.
Goodness gracious, that's terrible. Sorry. We're sorry, Thomas and Robbins Brothers.
You should be apologizing. We're supposed to grab the biggest story from the week, or at least what we consider it.
Grab it.
And
see,
it certainly
there's
is.
Talk. There's your talk.
You had just talked about it, because it's a big story.
You know what we talked about? Beating the Warriors. That's what we talked about.
Happens all the time. Who cares?
It does happen all the time, actually. All right, let's get Chris in here. He wants to talk about Robo. Yep. I don't know who Robo is. What do you say, Chris?
Chris, you there?
How's everybody doing today?
Hey,
good, man.
Chris?
How are you?
Good. Hey, so just a quick assumption. As radio hosts, you guys are supposed to like be able to play off each other, right? Like, that's kind of important chemistry.
Yeah.
I do think it's ironic that, like, Lance, like, and I've listened to you guys since Lance came on the show. I followed him since he was at the Big Show, and they had, like, would you guys have, like, 13 hosts every morning with, like, the guys on the, like, you guys. So I've been following you for a while, but, like, Lance will give, like, little hints when anyone listens to John. Like, hey, maybe we shouldn't talk about sex while the kids are being dropped off and I got my two boys in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And John's like, yeah, whatever, sex. I think it's kind of hilarious that the innuendos that Lance dropped. I don't know if there's Coors Light flowing already this morning, but it's funny how you say
that. No, John is a natural contrarian.
What are you talking about? Yeah. I didn't say anything about the B word.
Lance,
all I said was services rendered.
And Lance is, Yeah, you were talking about hugs, and Lane's like, hey, maybe we shouldn't get in the conversation. I don't know. It's like school drop time. There's maybe kids that
yeah. got Yeah, that's right, Chris. And then Dell.
Like, no, we can totally talk about, like, sex.
And then Dell
like,
oh, got his poking stick out,
what did
too.
I do?
Well, there are certain kind of hugs. You know what you were doing. You know what you were
let's
doing.
Let's be clear here. How did you
yeah.
start?
Oh,
how did
we
you...
all know. We all know.
We knew.
How did you start?
I actually pushed my kids out of class. So I turned the radio up.
Yeah, exactly. Lance, how did you start your interaction with us today?
That's an yeah. off-the-air quote. That's off-the-air text.
I'm not going
to
say it.
It's like when John asked if he could say a certain word on the air, had to tell him, no, you can't say that word.
Oh, I'm not going to say what you said, but how did you start?
I started off by saying...
It rhymes with flowy. Why can't you say that word?
You can't say
that
word. I just said that I would be...
He got a flowy.
I would not be early to the show today. I would be on time, but I would not be early because there was food. There was Mexican food.
Where was Mexican food this morning? You didn't bring any Mexican food to the station.
I didn't
bring
any Mexican food.
I had breakfast.
You didn't give us. You didn't bring us any Mexican food.
You didn't bring any. Nobody has nachos for breakfast, by the way.
Yes, they do.
It's actually a thing. Nachos for breakfast.
Nachos for breakfast.
If things go right.
Wow. What do you put?
Things go right.
Eggs on there.
If things go right.
No.
Never have. Hey, going out of town for a week. Hey, nachos. Quick, not just for breakfast.
I did have an offensive lineman question. So I've been watching the mock draft, Lance.
Yeah.
So I see where we have Greg Little and some, Juwan Taylor, and then the Washington State guy. I can't remember his name.
Andre Dillard.
If Cody Ford would have dropped, I saw him at 21 yesterday on SB Nation.
Yeah.
Who's your pick if you could have somebody for the Texans? Like any of those guys? Because I've seen all four of them with the Texans in the past week or so draft. Like who's... Like, if you could have your guy, who would it be? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank
yeah,
you.
So this is why it's a little bit tricky. I've got them rated like this. I've got basically Dillard and Juwan Taylor neck and neck as first-round picks. I've got Greg Little. Greg Little is a good athlete and is a left tackle. And Cody Ford is, I think he's going to end up being a right guard who may end up being more like Brandon Brooks. But he is, you know, he's like 6'5". He's got pretty long arms. He's a big guy. But man, when I watched him in the college football playoffs against Alabama, just a ton of holes in his pass protection right now. Just a lot of issues with pass sets, and I'm not 100% sure that he is going to be able to clean those up in due time. I think there's going to be some real problems with pass protection for him. I think he could become a right tackle. I just think there's a better chance that you can plug him into guard and have him make it happen right away. So I would probably say if you gave me the choice of all of them, which is highly unlikely with the Texans draft, I would probably take Andre Dillard. He's not a glass eater like Juwan Taylor. Juwan Taylor is an ass kicker. He's the right tackle from Florida, and he will beat your brains in. He is physical. He's tough, but he's a right tackle only. Andre Dillard is nimble. He's got quick feet. And it's hard to find left tackles. He's not Mr. Nasty, which you wish he was a little bit, but he's got long arms and he's just a really nimble. Eugene Monroe was my comp on him, the old Jaguars tackle from Virginia. I'd probably take Andre Diller just because I know left tackles are harder to find. Juwan Taylor, I think, is a surefire, is going to be a pretty good NFL tackle. But I'm just of the opinion now, like, you've got to find a blindside tackle for Deshaun. He just hangs on to it too long. You need to do everything you can to help him on the blind side. So I'd probably say Andre Dillard first and then Juwan Taylor second.
All right. There you have it. Thanks, Chris. We appreciate you listening and sorry about your kids. But we didn't say anything. We said nice things. I'm in a TB Tailgaters. I'm in it with him and about this. And people have made this point before. People have made the point about, well, if Altuve's in a hitting streak, are you going to be the same way about? No. Jose Altuve's going to come up four times every game. If he gets a hit, it doesn't change the way you play. It doesn't change a thing. But when you got one guy that has to score 30 points a game, or else it's a bad game. You change your style of basketball. There's a reason that no team has ever won when a guy averages 36 points a game. It's because one guy is too ball dominant. The rest of the guys don't get enough touches. When they do get when he does give it up, they miss. Of course they miss shots because they only get two or three or four shots a game. But if you get into a flow, you know P.J. Tucker can make corner threes. You know that Eric Gordon can make shots. You know that Chris Paul can make shots. If everybody's sharing the basketball, it changes how effective you are. Yes, they can't play defense. That's a problem. It obviously is a problem.
The only difference, I would say, the only way you can make a correlation, and it's a very specific correlation, is if bunting were still a thing, which it's not, especially with the analytics team, and Jose Altuve had a chance to move a guy over or sacrifice himself with the old school Ryan Sandberg hit behind the runner to second base thing.
I don't think he would change his game.
But even then,
even for that,
why would you ground out when you have a chance to get a hit? That doesn't make any logical sense.
Listen, in today's baseball anyway, Lance, that is totally gone.
No, it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Because guys, even with the shift on, they're still swinging as hard as they can and pulling the ball.
TB Tailgaters is so far off on this. It is such an apples and oranges argument. One is an individual player versus pitcher, hitter versus pitcher matchup that makes analytics so easy in baseball because you always try to have success if you're the pitcher and if you're the hitter. There's always, no matter whether you're up 40 or down 40, I mean, if you're up 10 runs or down 10 runs, you're always trying to have the same result, a positive result. In basketball, you fundamentally change how you play you can change how you play, but more importantly, how one player plays can impact the entire flow of a team. In baseball, one player is you do your job individually from player to player to player, hitter to hitter to hitter to hitter, and if you string a bunch together, you have big innings. In basketball, it is fluid. Baseball is static. End of discussion. It's not an apples and oranges argument.
You don't change the way you play because you're on a hit streak.
Now, football, if there is a catch streak at 8 catches per game for a wide receiver, that is the exact same thing. If you go out of your way to get one guy the ball all the time, or even if it's not a streak, if Deshaun Watson says, man, I got to just keep throwing to one guy all the time in DeAndre Hopkins because that's the only – and it's not for statistical purposes, but it's because that's who he's comfortable with, then guess what? Your offense is going to suffer. It is not going to be as dangerous. It is going to be more predictable. And that's the same thing in basketball. Ultimately, forget the streak chasing. If one, and all basketball guys say this, if one guy is ball dominant at the top of the key, you become much easier to guard because you know you're limited on what you can do. There's limitations on what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so you become more predictable and easier to guard, especially in the playoffs. That's the same as in football. If J.J. Watt is only going for sacks and is freelancing and going inside and not maintaining his contain, things like that, that hurts the team because he's looking for numbers.
Because he's looking for numbers, exactly.
And by the way, that's been an issue for him in the past. No one likes to talk about that with Captain America, but the freelancing has been an issue with him.
God, did you want – okay, now you're going after J.J. Watt?
Is that come really? After Harden.
Do you think that's the way – you think West Virginia fans going to be? Wait till you see JJ Watt fan come after you, and you deserve.
Did you hear what he said on the radio, y'all?
8:15 ESPN 97.5. You know what I'm talking about right now. That's right. You want to be Robert Kraft, hero?
No.
Okay.
No.
You want to get that? You want to have relations like Robert Kraft? Yes. No. Forhims.com/John5. You can go and maybe you'll last more than 14 minutes. I don't know.
They'll start the whole thing.
I don't know. All I know is this. You'll be able to have relations again. That's right. I said it. You can be heroic like Robert Kraft. You won't have it. Well, you're going to have more money in your pocket because it only costs $5. How about that? You can act like Robert Kraft, fly around and do stuff. All you got to do is go to forhims.com/John5. Forhims.com/John5. $5 that first month and then just $30 after that. It's nothing compared to, it's ridiculous. I don't know if you've seen how ridiculous it is for these blue pills and these yellow pills. Well, this is the generic equivalent, and it's just $5 the first month. You want to have relations again, you can be a hero like somebody. All you got to do is go to forhims.com/John5. Forhims.com/John5.
Seven, five.
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we got a giveaway here on ESPN 97.5. It's crawfish season. Kick off the season with ESPN 97.5 at the Greater Heights Chamber Crawfish Festival Saturday, March 2nd, behind the Heights Flower Shop with live music, Kids World, and plenty of mud bugs. Gates open at 10:30 a.m. It's free to enter, but caller number 10, 713-780-3776. Will win a VIP pack of tickets for free crawfish and beer thanks to the Greater Heights Crawfish Festival and ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Call number 10. Free beer. And, oh, by the way, speaking of which, did you see this story? Did you see the worst story in the history of the world? A Virginia brewery has made a new beer, Lucky Charms beer.
That doesn't sound bad.
Okay, is it Coors? Is it made? Does it have corn syrup in it? No.
Well, if it's called Lucky Charms beer, my guess is it does.
It has been hopped and dry hopped with Galaxy and Calypso hops.
Why are you reading this?
Because it's the worst story I've ever seen. You know what? Just drink Coors Light like I did last night and took my cheers after. Went to the Rockets game. Drank my Coors Lights, took my cheers, feel great today, okay? All
right. The guy was drunk.
No, the guy wasn't drunk. And everything, and he had a great night. You drink Lucky Charms, and then, okay, oh yeah, you're going to, okay, now you got diabetes. Congratulations.
I don't think it works that way.
No, yeah. You drink Lucky Charms beer and get diabetes.
We didn't get to finish this. Why would you? You wouldn't take Dallas Keuchel would he give you a discount by any chance if he thinks it's dried up?
No,
I don't think he would. I think he's willing to wait it out because he wants a 4-year deal of guaranteed money, minimum. I would think minimum of $16 million a year, and that might even.
I don't think he ain't getting 16. He ain't. He's a soft tossing lefty. They're not in high demand. They're just not. And look at his numbers though, and how he struggled. And his first innings and how up and down he's been. He's not a $16 million a year guy.
Okay,
and you know what? The market's proving that.
You know what? He's not a one or two. But he might. But he is a three. He is a third starter. Why don't you pay him if you're the Astros? To me, right now at this particular point, and I know they're not going to. But why not? And I don't just believe in paying guys. It's relative to what are they asking for? I wouldn't want a long-term deal, but if he would give you a three, let me throw a number at you. Three at 15, would you pay him $45 million guaranteed 3 years at 15? I think that's a number you have to
consider. You know what that is? That's Charlie Morton numbers. Uh-huh. Let me ask you this. You've gone to your head. Would you rather have Charlie Morton for 2 years or Keuchel for 2 years?
I'm going to say Keuchel.
I'm going to say Morton.
He's younger than Charlie Morton.
Yep.
And I like having a left-hander in the lineup too. And I like having a left-hander, by the way.
Yeah.
You got a team full of right-handers. How about one left-hander?
Yeah, I don't think you have to nowadays, but okay.
I think it's beneficial against certain matchups.
I think it depends on who the lefty is.
Yeah, but I'm not.
The Yankees have three. They got Paxton, CC, and Jay Happ. They got three lefties in that rotation.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, let's
except
have
if I'm a dominantly, which I'm most teams saying, are, dominant right-handed hitting
I'm
team.
I'm just saying, I'm not all in on Dallas Keuchel. I made that clear last year. I mean, the up and down, he's not Cy Young Dallas Keuchel anymore. But what I do know is that when he was good, he's pretty good. But right now, to me, I can't trust him more than a third starter. And I think you know you're going to have some ups and downs. And then I can't figure out, I don't know, even the great Brent Strom hasn't figured out why he has his first inning struggles. If they could, the guy'd be making 22 to 25 million a year somewhere right now. Period. He'd be signed right after Machado. He'd have got his 20 plus million a year, and we wouldn't, at 6 years, and that would be that. But that's not the case anymore, and so that's not his value anymore. And he's not a one or two on a good team. But with that said, the Houston Astros currently have an issue figuring out 3, 4, 5. Now, this may be a financial thing where they say, look, we would have loved to have had Marwin. We would love to have that. We'd love to have all these guys. Charlie Morton. The fact is, this is a longer play. This is a financial play for 2 years and 3 years down the road, and we can't be tied up. You know, the one thing Daryl Morey has always done, and I bring Daryl up because this probably is the same thing with Jeff Leno, is they are masters at manipulating the salary cap and understanding the ability to maneuver in the future is dictated by what you do today. They think two moves ahead. This is probably the reason he probably won't consider Dallas Keuchel is because of the money that he knows he's going to have to spend within the time frame of what Dallas Keuchel would need. And then you start doing risk analysis and you say, it's too risky to tie up that amount of money for a 30. How old is Verlander going to be? 35 or 36?
Yeah.
You got that age and you're going to pay him the risk analysis. And
if you're going to pay him, we'll see. Yeah.
But I think, you know, probably they probably lean towards paying him.
Okay.
Risky as an older pitcher.
You could have a 5-year deal with Cole or you could have a 5-year deal with Verlander. Which one?
God. I mean, you would think that's an easy Verlander, but it's not. Not at that age.
Oh, I think it's an easy Cole.
Not at that age. All right.
That's an easy Cole.
So 3 years, either one.
I still like Cole.
You lost.
No.
Sorry, you just lost the game.
No. No.
Tell them what we have for him, Dell. We've got tickets to a crawfish.
It's not going to be long before Verlander starts to fall off.
But you've also got Cole in the Hall of Fame. Be honest. Be for real.
He's trending. I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame yet, but he's trending.
You have a hard crush.
Yeah.
Him.
Oh, you mean a guy that strikes out more guys at a bigger rate than any other pitcher? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess I've got a crush on it. I guess I'm a little schoolgirl.
Yeah.
Strikeouts, you know what?
And home runs. That's it.
No.
You know,
how about wins? Oh, good. Yeah, that's right. He won. That's right.
Yeah, Verlander's pretty. What are you?
Everything else.
Thank you. Thank you, Dell.
Verlander. What are you talking about? That is Verlander.
Yeah.
You're not going to do a Dallas Keuchel versus Garrett Cole win battle, are you? You don't want them break battling with wins spinning on cardboard. You don't want a rap battle where all of a sudden...
Who will win more games this year, Verlander or Cole?
Verlander. If you even money, I mean, I think here's what the numbers should be. Probably only 1.5. Verlander minus 1.5. I think that's a fair number.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever it is,
I don't think it's a crazy. Yeah, I don't think if I took Cole, I don't think that's a crazy bet.
No, that's not crazy, but I think that's a fair bet is Verlander minus 1.5. And okay. That's off the top of my head. I'm not going to study in the numbers.
I'll take Cole.
I'd say Verlander.
I'll take Cole
1.5.
Plus 1.5.
Okay.
All right.
You got it.
There you have it. Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
All right.
Fine.
Yep. We're gonna find out.
827 ESPN 97.
You got Cole with 24 wins this year.
I got Cole at 30.
What's the Deshaun Watson conversion rate on Cole wins?
32 wins.
Deshaun touchdowns and Cole wins. Is Denny McClain in trouble?
And Correa homers? How many did I have him?
You know.
I had him at what, 50?
All right, let's do it this year. 26.5.
Home runs by Correa?
Yeah.
Over.
Now.
Way over.
Now Wendy's somewhere in a basement.
Over.
Ooh.
Yes.
Are you and Wendy getting along right now?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. This is why I get some context.
No. Oh, you take under and see how that works out for your wife, okay?
It would have worked that good last year. She'd be safe at home.
Yeah, well, guess what? Somebody stabbed him in the back or something. Something happened, and now he's all...
That didn't make sense. But the playoff, Cray, is like, my God, y'all. Got all excited in the postseason. Like, only Carlos Correa can hit against the Red Sox?
That's it. All right, why don't you talk about... Craig DeSerf. How awesome is Craig DeSerf?
He's awesome. He's also got a big classic car show. This is the third annual, and guess what this coincides with? When Craig DeSerf started taking over at my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, at LanceZCars.com, you can go see their entire inventory that they have in stock, right? And it's great because at LanceZCars.com, you can find out about not just the amount of vehicles they have in the inventory, which right now is at 311, but you can find out the offers and the specials they have going on. You've got great deals going on right now on Chevy Tahoe. Of course, that's the SUV on the Chevy side. You've got Chevy Suburban. You have The UConn, the UConn extended body. And then if you want to get into crossovers, which are obviously the red hot vehicles right now, you can always go to LanceZCars.com and find out which vehicle best suits your needs, whether it's aesthetically or whatever you're looking for from, you know, from in terms of color and on the interior, the exterior, the features. The Buick Enclave rides so smooth. It's a beautiful vehicle. The Chevy Traverse is what I'm driving right now, and this is an awesome design, and I think you're going to love it. And the GMC Acadia is one of the hottest sellers in the entire country. So go to LanceZCars.com, and while you're there, check out the information for the third annual Classic Car Show. Registration ends March 16th. It's going to be going on March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. $500 prize for Best in Show, $500 prize for People's Choice. Learn more at LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I've seen in multiple places that people are upset that Spike Lee was upset when he lost. When Green Book won. And a Black Klansman didn't win.
What was their reasoning for?
I don't know, but his reaction that Green Book won was, guess what? If you don't win, your reaction should be. Otherwise, you're not a competitor.
It's funny. I think he was quoted as, "Man, every time someone's driving somebody, I'm not going to win because maybe he lost a drive in his days." I don't know.
Every time there's a white driver,
I think he said every time someone's driving somebody, I get
screwed. Well, if I was him, I'd be pissed too. I mean, what the hell? Why are we getting upset that Spike Lee wasn't happy that he didn't win?
And apparently, Green Book wasn't true to what the actual story between those
like
two.
A movie,
yeah, like
Bohemian Rhapsody,
like Bohemian Rhapsody,
like blatant.
Most of them aren't.
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's based. Based on a true story.
Based upon a true story. Here's a question for you, Mr. Culture, a.k.a. the Culture Vulture, someone who loves culture.
No, that's not what a Culture Vulture is.
So,
do you not know what a Culture Vulture is? It's not a term of endearment.
Here's a question for you.
That was a term of endearment for you.
You're saying it like it's a good
thing. Have you seen Mr. Fantastic with Viggo Mortensen?
No. Oh, which one? The one when he's living out in the...
Yeah. He's got all the kids?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's pretty interesting. It's called Mr. Fantastic. And a mom is gone. She's sick and all that. And so the husband and wife like went completely off the grid. And you're introduced to that at the very beginning of the movie where this family, this dad and all of his kids are basically hunting their dinner for the night. And they're going to field dress and do all this stuff. And you realize quickly that they're living really off the grid. And it's a movie about a dad who is raising his children. And the mom helped raise him, but she's gone right now, so we don't know what's happening.
She left
him? She's sick.
Left him because
it's like cancer.
Because she doesn't. No. He won't buy her Chanel.
No. They're off the grid.
I'm talking about your wife.
They're off the grid.
Captain Fantastic.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Captain Fantastic. It's a pretty good movie, though.
Okay. Well, don't tell me the whole movie.
They're all homeschooled, but it's
I didn't spoil it.
I hardly told you the whole movie, but it was pretty good. It's something I enjoyed watching. Here's another one. What We Do in the Shadows. One of my favorite movies of all time. And it's got, if you liked Flight of the Conchords, you'll love it because it's done by Taiki Waititi, who also did all those he did Marvel.
Did you dump that?
No.
What did he do, Dell? He did Thor Ragnarok.
Taiki Waititi? You say Taiki Waititi?
Yeah. I guess so.
And he did Flight of the Conchords, but Jemaine Clement is on it too. It is unbelievably funny. It's a mock documentary. It's a mockumentary about three vampires it's unbelievable. That's another one. Those are two that would but Captain Fantastic is it's pretty good. And here's another one I told you to watch since you start binge watching all these. make sure that you watch the Fargos. Yeah. All three seasons. There's not a bad one. The one that was on, and I was like, I love the movie. So when I heard it was on FX and Billy Bob Thornton was in the first one, I'm like, I don't know.
I watched the first one. It was pretty good.
Yeah, the first one's
the first
good.
Season. I don't know if I saw the whole. I don't think I saw the whole season. But
well, you can watch them independently.
Billy Bob Thornton was a bad dude.
Yes, he's not great. And guess what? There's not great people in a lot of them. And in season three, there's the guy with the jacked up teeth. He's really,
really not a nice person. Good. No,
he's British. Well, he's British, and he's got some really bad
teeth.
And
does she? Is it always the pregnant woman that goes, "Hey, yeah, hey, there"?
No,
you really got to look at how this guy was murdered.
No, but they do tie some little things together from season to season, even though they tie some things together interestingly. But that's where I saw Mary Elizabeth Winstead, not for the first time. I had seen her previously, but that's when I like.
Well,
that's whenever I was like.
But you're married to Nicole.
Yeah, I know. So she goes to old 97s concerts and looks at Rhett Miller a certain way. Guess what? I'm not hiding it. Well, when I watch Mary, and guess what? We're not at a concert with Mary Elizabeth Winstead a few feet away. I wish we were. We didn't meet her somewhere and then she give us tickets at some record signing thing like what happened with Rhett Miller back in 2009. I'm like, I don't want your dirty blood money tickets, Rhett Miller. Beat it. And then we
Why
ended up taking
blood
the
money tickets.
Seems like Rhett Miller is. There's a, like, there's, tell, it seems like there's
this
a little
goes
jealous.
Out. This is a dedication. Because my wife said, will you sing this? This is a dedication to a woman I met who had a bunch of kids. And it's and then the lyrics of the song, like, I don't like the way, I don't like the lyrics of this song for this.
It's about having nachos wife. With someone else's wife?
I'd lie if I. It's called Designs on You. Go ahead and pull it up. Pull up old 97's Designs on You.
Well,
listen
if
to
you
the
have
lyrics.
Designs on somebody,
listen, yeah, listen
that sounds
to the,
like adultery to me.
Listen to the lyrics and see if you think that's appropriate for my wife to request and then for Rhett Miller to sing. So, yeah, I'm
to
not.
Her?
So, yeah. In
Designs
short,
on You?
Yeah, so in short, I don't give a flying you know what if I'm Whoa. Watching Mary Elizabeth Winstead and having special feelings.
Let's see.
Here, listen to all the lyrics here.
Sounds like he's talking to me. It sounds like he's probably talking about some guy he wants to have designs on.
Well, yeah, that's what I try to convince her, but she's not buying it. And he does have a model wife.
Oh.
And he's like Mr. Texas, and he lives in Manhattan now. Front.
Go ahead.
Standing on the corner of 6th, how to forget.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And look, this is
it, does he say your wife is standing on the corner? What the bleep? This guy's got to go.
No, listen.
You can go ahead and get married, and this will be our secret thing.
Oh, yeah, what?
I won't tell
a soul. He looks like he would try to hit him. Listen to all the lyrics here.
I don't want to get you all worked up, except secretly I do. I'd be lying if I said I didn't have designs.
He's singing
exactly.
that to your wife?
Exactly.
She requested him to sing it to her.
And that's not appropriate either. I put that on her, too.
It is on her. She asked for it.
It is on her.
Wow.
It is on her.
This is
I think
a
you
preview.
Should touch Mary Elizabeth Winstead inappropriately now.
No, not if she doesn't want him to. What's the matter with you?
That feels a little... What? That feels like a stretch.
No, he can't do that.
And, well, what I was going to say is, she's such a smoke show. Guess... You know what happened after she did signs with Ian McEwan and her were in the movie in Fargo together, and then what did he do?
Ewan McGregor.
Ian McGregor.
He left his wife.
Not Ian McKellen. Not Gandalf.
Ewan McGregor. Right?
Ewan McGregor.
Not
yes.
Gandalf.
The line is,
he's
you shall
gay.
Not pass.
Yeah, you shall. I just know it sounds like this. Run, run, run!
Isn't he dead?
No.
Ian McKellen?
Oh. Yeah.
No.
He's not? Gandalf's
yes,
not dead?
Yeah, they had a new Gandalf.
Yeah, Gandalf's dead, isn't he?
I thought they had a new,
dead.
Like, Lord of the Rings. No, Harry
isn't
Potter
the same?
Guy. I thought they had a new Harry.
Oh, yeah, I get him mixed up.
Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ian McKellen's still alive, I think. So, yeah, she ended up leaving Ian.
Ewan.
I mean, Ewan McGregor ended up leaving his wife for her.
That's not, do you, are you jealous of Ewan McGregor now?
No.
Because he did that?
I'm not at all.
People on the stream can see
on
you.
On the Twin Peaks stream, by the way.
Yeah, on the Twin Peaks stream can see. Maybe your wife
okay.
is watching that.
Blink once for yes, no, twice for no.
That's not going to help.
Who saw that?
That's a Yeah.
Who saw that?
He covered his eyes.
Like he's a hostage. Like he's a hostage blinking his eyes.
Do you think it's appropriate?
He doesn't live in Manhattan. He lives in the country. He lives in the country. How do you know where he lives? New York. He lives. Yeah. How do you know where he lives?
Yeah.
He lives in upstate New York. She said the country of New York. That means upstate New York is the country
area.
Maybe
he's publicly listed and she's looked for it.
Oh, I don't doubt that for a second.
How does she know this?
Because she's a big fan.
She's a stalker. John, where did she meet me?
Radio.
She stalked you?
At a radio event.
Yeah.
She's got a stalker background.
Yeah. She stalker I just think right it's inappropriate.
You married a stalker.
I think it's inappropriate for you to ask a singer to sing a song about having designs on a married woman.
Yep. And he basically slays it all out there.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and get married.
Yeah, get married.
It ain't gonna matter.
Have 17 kids, and I'll still want you.
You get the kids too. That's the rules.
I didn't know John versus Genius would happen on this show. We have it on the next show, but it's more about Lance's marital issues.
Yeah, this is what's wrong with you Tuesday.
I don't have marital. Let the record reflect. I don't have marital issues.
Kind of.
But what I do have
a little bit
is I also resentment. And yeah, I'm not going to sit there. And that was 10 years ago when that happened, or not?
And you still remember.
Mm-hmm. I'm not dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You have resentment.
Because every time he comes into town, like, let's go see old 97s. Like, and she goes, I can just go. I'm like, nope.
Why do you
want to
go?
Because I ain't.
He's got to be there. Otherwise, something could happen.
That's like you just walking off and letting Ryan Braun sit there.
It sounds like you enjoy being a cuckold.
No, I don't. That's the whole point.
No,
that's
he doesn't.
The whole point.
He might want to watch.
No, Bauer. Yeah.
What if he wants to watch?
He might want to watch.
Like Bauer.
Why you got to?
Was it Trevor Bauer?
Watch over there.
Is Trevor Bauer or Tyler Bauer, whatever he's going by now? It's like Trevor Bauer. If you were just to leave your girlfriend by Trevor Bauer, you don't do that. He's already told you what he's going to try to do.
He already told you.
Is rushing up to the stage. You're just casually sitting in the back, just watching everything go down.
Just watching everything.
Just watching stuff.
I'm like. I wave to, like, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm going to mess everything up for you today. Chop, chop, chop.
And you know what your wife says? But because Lance went to Men's Tea Clinic, guess what?
Well, that's one of the reasons she really didn't have a choice this morning.
What? Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
I'm just kidding. I know she's listening.
She didn't have a choice. And you concerned about what John said?
Trust me, she always has a choice.
Somebody showed up late this morning. I don't know if you know
she
that.
She always has a choice.
Somebody walked in right before the show started.
And
don't know if you know that.
And she flexes her choices often. I'm like, well, I'll be gone from Tuesday to Monday. So that's a long trip.
Wait, but if the old 97s are in town, well, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
I told Tacky. I just got a text that said Tacky. Let me tell you about Men's Tea Clinic. Let's stop talking about all this stuff. Let's talk about Men's Tea Clinic. On the real, though, it's good on that part, too. They do your drive all the way across the board. If it's down, it helps you with that. And if it's not an issue anyway, it's still going to do things. It's really low testosterone is about a lack of energy level. It's about a lack of lean muscle mass. That's one of the things. If you work out a lot, or even if you don't, but you've seen changes, drastic reductions in your body type, especially if your regimen you're eating is the same as it's always been, those are telltale signs of, quote-unquote, getting older. No, losing testosterone. That's one of the issues that happens once you hit or you go over the age of 40. It happens 1 in 3 men. And it can happen to you. I mean, I had the issue. I didn't even know. I got tested, and it was low, and they got me fixed up. And before you know it, boom, same energy level. I was getting things done getting things done with a much better energy level, much better drive, much better determination. It's just a quality of life issue. I mean, your life is better when your testosterone levels are at the right level. You look better. You feel better. Everything is just at a better level, and you're living your best life. Go to MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com. 4 locations in the Houston area, Pasadena, Pearland, The Heights, and Cypress. It's MensTClinic.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Mm-hmm. Did you see this? Not only Robert Kraft, did you see this? So you guys know who Jessica Korda, you guys watch Jessica Korda, PGA Tour, LPGA Tour. She, apparently her boyfriend, longtime boyfriend of LPGA star Jessica Korda, Johnny Del Pret, was also in Robert Kraft's little massage parlor. So there's that. That might be the big name that's that the FBI has been holding back.
Who is
he? Johnny Del Pret.
What does he do?
I don't know. He's the boyfriend of LPGA star Jessica Korda.
Like, how'd I get put out there? Well, I'm not doing anything unless he's big in industry somewhere.
No, he's a caddy for her.
He just dates a woman who has some level of fame, so that's why he's involved.
Yeah, and now he got his name's all his business is all
what
out
if he's
there.
He's gonna get fired as a
you
caddy.
You think Jessica Korda's gonna be happy about that?
Seems unlikely.
No.
Do women on the ladies tour talk as much as dudes on the men's tour? Will she be getting the business from? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you don't think the other girls are going to be like, hey, your boyfriend's getting a little rub and tug over there. Where is he?
Let him say things that you don't let me say, Del.
What do you say?
I just said coochie.
No.
You just said. You,
why you know you there's a mic that on? All the time? There's still a mic is on. That's nothing compared to what he says.
You can't say that. It's talking about genitalia.
He says coochie coochie coo,
but he doesn't say. He says it only once.
I feel like this is a personal thing.
It's not personal because don't refer
can't
to genitalia.
Say those words.
That's not a bad one. That's a slang.
You cannot use a slang term to refer to genitalia.
Yeah, no. You can say Billy Bob Cooter.
That's an actual name.
What about junk? John says somebody's junk came out. That's a slang
that's
term.
Fine.
See,
you can say it too. I didn't dump you when you just said it.
Wang. Boom. Said it.
Whoa. Man. Don't. Now see.
See, he doesn't care. He just doesn't like when I say the other one.
That's inappropriate. Don't say it.
Inappropriate. Yeah. I hope Monty's not listening.
Well, it's bad if John says you're inappropriate, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's real.
Well, you talked about your wife having no choice, so you're out on a limb there.
No, here's why. Because I'm out of town for a week. There's an agent listening to the show, and he's like, yeah, pre-combine nachos, it's a real thing. He said, going to be gone for about a week. They feel sorry for you.
Damn.
Have to do it.
Damn. And you know what?
I think it is.
Childish Gambino too has a point. Oh, your wife didn't have a choice this morning? Me too.
Exactly. That's why I said don't say it.
You can't say that, Lance.
Well, it was we had kind of worked things out for yesterday evening only. I didn't finish getting my stuff done here till 9:30. I got home around 10.
Came to an arrangement.
And then, it's just like, you put
an agreement.
You don't know this about married people. Sometimes you have an agreement to schedule things. Like, what does your schedule look like? Especially when you have your kids.
What does your schedule look like?
Yeah, what does your schedule look like for the evening?
I don't think I've ever said that to my wife.
Well, I'll be home.
So what does your
this
schedule look like tonight?
What are you available
do you
for?
Think
how, many
you can
how many kids do you have in your house now?
Zero. Yeah, the best, exactly. The greatest thing ever.
Exactly.
Zero.
Get at me when your kids are there and you have schedule. So and I had to deal with a bull rush this morning. just trying to storm the pocket.
Wait a minute.
Slide protection.
At 6:15 this morning?
Snacks is the mic. I'm like declaring the mic. Trying to slide to the mic. Watch
Snacks
backside.
Is the mic.
I got running backs peeling off to pick up Motti.
So you made sure.
Watch out. Watch the slot blitz.
So you made sure Nicole ran the hot route?
We had to read hot.
Are they doing
it was actually a hot call.
Are they running an amoeba?
A defensive end and tackle twist?
Is it an amoeba defense? No one's got a hand in the ground?
No, it was the mixers.
The speed
those
rush.
Those mixer rushes unit? Where it's like TEs and you don't know. And it's hard to declare who you got. So just like say, stay gap. You're just having to say, stay gap discipline. And then we read hot. Boom.
Did you get rid of it?
Wait a minute. Who's got to stay gap discipline?
Well, probably Lance.
Yeah. I would hope.
I read hot.
I would hope.
We read hot.
I hope you
and
have
we got
some
out of
gap
there
discipline.
Yeah. Red hot got out of there.
So did you throw the fade of the slant?
Just faded.
fade it. Just get it out there and see what happens.
I'm already going to be. This is,
Lance just threw it out there.
So I'm glad I'm going out of town because I already got the tacky text previous.
Did you even
see? And I can just imagine right now there's probably the three-dot bubble going.
Did you even see the ball completed or were you drilled and you didn't even see the ball
get deflated? I stood in against the rush and just like,
whatever.
Just hang in and get rid of it. And I just listened for the crowd.
I think you should just, yeah.
I just try to listen for the crowd.
Right. That's all. See. I think it's just a go. It's a go route. And then
that's all it is.
That's it. It's a go route.
What do we got here? Are you getting through progressions? No, I'm not getting through progressions. Read hot, and I'm either throwing a slant or I'm throwing a go, depending on where the safety is.
How did the crowd respond? Was it like?
Well, the safeties were pushed up, and they were crowded up in the front.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, I'm just going to take the shot over the top.
And did the crowd respond with cheers or?
Most weren't that many cheers.
Most. So this was
like,
this
did
a neutral?
Foul? Wait
a
did minute. We draw a penalty?
Was this a neutral side or home game?
Neutral side. I don't feel like I have any home games anymore. You know what home games are? When I'm on the road.
That's it.
Because there's no hostile crowd.
Yeah.
Like every game is a road game when you're at home and you have kids.
Oh yeah.
Every game is a road game. It's like, you know, it's all the noise in the world. It's like playing at Aggieland.
There's Sean Varsity's horns off.
They're of course laughing me outside the door.
Lance is
hey, enough with the noise, kids. Got yell leaders outside telling them what, pointing at
the door.
All right, here we're gonna do this.
Lance is like the Raiders. He's trying to come to a new deal to play in 2019 someplace. He doesn't have a home game.
I'm in the Coliseum with kids who have spikes on their shoulder pads. Mm-mm. Like, oh, man. This is, you know what it is?
Zero home games.
It's like that when the Oilers became the Titans and they were playing on the
Nomads.
Road in Memphis or wherever they were. Like, no one was there. No one cared. Yeah. I get sad. Sometimes when I watch tape, and this happens to her a lot. Like, I was watching Fresno State versus Mike Bell, the safety from Fresno. I was watching Fresno versus somebody. God, it's so sad. Watching tape, because sometimes, you know, you get the wide shots, and you look in the stands, and it's like Rice games.
Like Rice, when you saw
it's
Jack
unbelievable.
Punt, because, and it goes to
the ball. Oh, the background was super clear. I'm like, well.
There's the ball.
Like, I can see everything against the gray
background.
Well,
you got good height there.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is, I get sad sometimes, and I do think about the fact that how many of these players, they're not playing in front of hardly any people. You know, I start thinking about that. For recruiting purposes, just playing in a big conference where people go, and look, there's Power Five schools where there's not great attendance. There's Power Five schools, but just the ability to play in front of 50,000 to 100,000 every game, that does have to be a really big deal for a kid.
Huge. Well, what do you think? I mean, honestly, when the last couple of years, how is Blomgren? If he gets any
and
players
this is
there,
a good coach at Rice. He's only been
he's
there one
good,
year.
Yeah. No, but the last 2 years of Rice football, the way it's been, how in the hell do you get anybody to go there? So anybody he recruits is just amazing.
Now I have to fight Rhett Miller is what he just, you have to fight that guy now.
Well, either that or you get a swap. You get Mary Elizabeth Winstead one night, she gets Rhett Miller one night.
Okay. Well, that's not really a swap. And I don't feel like, I feel like I would lose on that one. Mary Elizabeth Winstead would be like, no.
What do you mean? Well, if she said yes.
I've got
Ewan
McGregor.
They both said yes.
I've got Ewan McGregor. Good. Then that's off the table because they're not both ever saying yes.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
I have to worry about him, but I don't think she has to worry.
713-780-3776. Come on in.
ESPN. 97.5.